1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, Judy?
My family photo. Do you want to see it?
Yes. Who is this boy holding a ball?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You look tired, Alex. Are you okay?
Not really. I'd better go home now. I've got a bad cold.
Sorry to hear that. Did you take any medicine?
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's up, honey? Is something wrong?
The online banking system has suddenly stopped working.
Why don't you call the bank? Do you have the phone number?
4번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 여자의 집의 위치를 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Susan. It's Mike. Can I get directions to your house?
Oh, sure. Do you know the parking lot off King Avenue?
Sure. Should I park there?
Yes. And then walk out to King Avenue.
Okay. And then?
Walk to West High Street, and then turn left and go straight.
Okay. Then should I cross Wilson Avenue?
No. Stop at the intersection. My house will be on your right.
Is it across from Green Gallery?
Yeah, exactly.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. I'm James Nelson, host of Hello Earth. As we all know, fruit is a healthy snack. But that's not all it's good for. We can also use fruit peels for everyday purposes. For example, if you mix an orange peel with salt, you can easily clean the dirt from your pots and pans. And if you have stains on your shoes, try wiping them with a banana peel. The stains will disappear. It really works. Another great trick is using grape skins to remove the smell of garlic from kitchen containers. So, the next time you eat fruit, think about how to use fruit peels in everyday life.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. What music is best when you're feeling down? The answer is Mozart. When you're feeling tired, his symphony number 25 can give you energy. If you're feeling sad, then turn on symphony number 40. It'll comfort you. Are you nervous or worried about something? Try Symphony No. 34. It'll calm your mind. Mozart can provide emotional support for you in stressful times. So, If you need to improve your mood, turn on your MP3 player and listen to Mozart. What did you do last Saturday, Steve?
I hiked up a mountain. How about you, Brenda?
I made some candles for my mom and sister. Actually, candle making is my hobby.
Is there a special reason you make candles?
I like doing it because it relaxes me.
Oh, that's good.
I also do it because a candle can be a good present. Do you have a hobby?
Sure. I like collecting coins.
Interesting hobby. But it sounds difficult. Why did you choose it?
It's fun. Whenever I find a new coin, I feel so excited.
Yeah. Hobbies are a great way to relieve our stress.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Rebecca, what did you do on the weekend?
My daughter and I went to our vegetable garden in the countryside.
You have a garden?
Yeah, it's a small garden where our family raises vegetables together.
Sounds like fun. Does your daughter like growing vegetables?
Of course. Plus, now she loves eating carrots and green beans. Before we had a garden, she wouldn't eat any vegetables.
Wow! I really wish my son would eat more vegetables, too.
If you grow your own vegetables with your son, he'll eat more vegetables.
That'd be great.
Try growing your own vegetables in a garden and see if it works.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. You can't bring pets into this national park. I can't allow your dog to enter.
Really? Why?
It's national park policy because they can harm small animals.
Oh, I should have thought about that.
Our park rules were also made to protect your pet.
What do you mean?
In some cases, pets have been injured or killed by wild animals.
I see. I guess I'll just come back another day.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
No problem. You're just doing your job.
10번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Oh, honey. How do you like the setup for Harry's farewell party?
It's great. I love the pictures hanging on the string.
Thanks. They're my favorite pictures of Harry.
Wonderful. And what's the camera on the table for?
I'm going to take some pictures when you give Harry the present.
Hey, this round table isn't ours. Where is it from?
I borrowed it from Mary. I thought it would be good for the party.
Perfect. By the way, where's the present for Harry?
In the box under the table.
Oh, there it is. And the flowers next to the chair are really pretty.
Yeah, I hope Harry will enjoy his party.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Are you almost home, honey?
Unfortunately, no. I've been stuck in traffic for half an hour.
Why is traffic so heavy?
I have no idea. Go ahead and have dinner if you're hungry.
No, I can wait. When do you think you'll be home?
I'm not sure. Maybe in 30 minutes.
Okay. Then I'll run to the bakery to pick up some dessert. You need anything?
Yeah, I need a snack for the office tomorrow. Can you buy some cookies for me?
Okay, I will.
Thanks, honey. I'll be home as soon as possible.
No rush. Safety first.
(12번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Amber, did you bring your umbrella today?
No. Why?
People are coming into the office with wet umbrellas. It must be raining.
Oh, I was about to go to lunch.
It might be better to wait until it stops raining. Or maybe you can just eat downstairs in the cafeteria.
Well, how about you? Are you going to lunch now?
Actually, I already ate, and I have to go to the post office to mail a package.
That reminds me. I need a few postcards for my sister in England. Could you buy them for me?
Sure. How many postcards do you need?
4 would be fine.
Okay. I'll get them for you and be back in about an hour.
Thanks. See you then.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 언급한 도서관 이용의 문제점을 고르시오.
Sue, are you ready for the exam?
Not really. I'll have to study all day today.
Me too. By the way, have you been to the New City Library?
Not yet, but I'm thinking of going there today. Have you been there?
Yeah, I went there yesterday.
How was it?
Pretty good. It has a great multimedia room, but it was not good for studying because of all the noise.
At the library? That's strange. Were there lots of people talking?
No. It was noisy because the parking lot was still under construction.
Oh, then in that case, I'd rather not go there until the construction is finished.
Me neither. I couldn't stand the noise coming from the parking lot yesterday. It was really annoying.
I'm sure it was.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 배낭여행을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
I'm so happy today is the last day of school.
Me too. Do you have any vacation plans, Andy?
I'm thinking about backpacking around Jeju Island with some friends this summer.
How exciting. How long will you be gone?
I'm not sure. Maybe 5 days. Do you want to join us?
I'd love to, but I'll spend my vacation at my grandfather's house.
Can't you still go backpacking with us when you get back?
Actually, I promised that I would spend my whole vacation with my grandfather.
Oh, I see. You must be really close with him.
Yeah, so I won't be able to see you at all this vacation. But thanks anyway.
Okay, have a nice vacation.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Fantastic Animal Farm.
Hi, I'd like to get some admission tickets.
They're $10 per person. How many tickets would you like?
3, please. 2 adults and 1 child. Is there a discount for kids?
No, but if you have 2 adults and 1 child, you can get a family ticket. It's $25.
Great. I'll buy 1 family ticket then.
Okay. Do you want an activity program ticket too?
What kind of activity is it?
It's for making animal characters out of clay. It's $5 per family.
Sounds fun. 1 family ticket and 1 activity ticket, please.
(16번) 장학금에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, students. I have an important announcement for you. If you're interested in receiving a scholarship, listen carefully. Anyone can apply, and the screening process consists of 2 rounds. First, we'll screen the applications and select the top 10 applicants based on the submitted documents. Next, the interviewers will interview the 10 applicants and choose the best 3. The interviewers are the teachers recommended by students. Each of the selected students will receive a $1,000 scholarship every year. Don't miss this chance. The application deadline is this Friday, and the 3 winners will be announced next month. Thank you.
17번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택한 복사기 모델을 고르시오.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I'd like to rent a copy machine.
Do you have a particular model in mind?
No, but I don't need color copies. So which one do you recommend?
How about this one? It's the most popular model.
Actually, I'd like to spend less than $30 a month.
Then how about this one?
Good. That's reasonable. Does it have any other functions?
Yes. It can send faxes. It's useful when you need to send documents quickly.
Well, I already have a fax machine, but I do need a scanner.
Then I think this model fits your needs.
Okay, I'll rent it.
18번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, here's your invitation card for my daughter's first birthday party.
Thanks. Will there be any special Korean traditions at the party?
Yes. We'll put various items in front of the baby and let her choose one of them.
What's the meaning of that tradition?
It's supposed to tell us about her future.
Oh, really?
That's what our ancestors believed.
I see. What things can the baby choose from?
A pencil, some thread, money, and a few other things.
So, what if the baby chooses the pencil?
Then she will be academically successful in the future. If you come to the party, you can see how it works.
19번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, have you arrived at the school?
Yes, I just parked.
The performance will begin soon. What took you so long?
I had to buy flowers for our son. Where are you?
I'm waiting in the lobby.
Don't wait. Just go into the school gym and get seats.
But you'll be here in a minute. Why don't we go in together?
Oh, Alice, I don't want to repeat what happened last year.
Last year? What do you mean?
Don't you remember? We had to stand in the back the whole time.
Right. That was bad. Tonight I want to sit in the front.
Me too. I want to be close when he's on stage. Julia wants to get her driver's license. She took the driving test last month. She passed the written test, but she failed the road test because she couldn't get the car into the parking space properly. Now, she has to take the road test again. So she decides to ask her brother Samuel for help, since he's a great driver. Samuel is 10 years older than she is and has a lot of driving experience. She wants to ask Samuel to help her practice parking. In this situation, what would Julia most likely say to Samuel?
Good morning, students. This is Vice Principal Brown. I have some good news for improving your study skills. Our school is starting a new mentoring program, and some of our senior students have volunteered to help other students. So, if you sign up for the mentoring program, one of the seniors will help you study. Do you need help with your homework? Our mentors are ready to give you whatever support you need. If you want help with history, or you're having difficulty in biology, our mentors are available for you. We also have mentors for subjects like math and chemistry. They'll share their useful tips with you and help you complete your assignments. If you need a mentor, tell your homeroom teacher and sign up today.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, students. This is Vice Principal Brown. I have some good news for improving your study skills. Our school is starting a new mentoring program, and some of our senior students have volunteered to help other students. So, if you sign up for the mentoring program, one of the seniors will help you study. Do you need help with your homework? Our mentors are ready to give you whatever support you need. If you want help with history, or you're having difficulty in biology, our mentors are available for you. We also have mentors for subjects like math and chemistry. They'll share their useful tips with you and help you complete your assignments. If you need a mentor, tell your homeroom teacher and sign up today.
21번. 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은?
Question 22.
이제 듣기, 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.